Today's program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market, a dynamic leader in the quality food business, a mission-driven company that aims to set the standards of excellence for food retailers. For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com. Food apps on smartphones and other devices are changing the way we eat. From niche recipe sharing apps to big platforms like Facebook and Twitter, millions of foodies are using technology to learn more about their food, share what they like, and improve their dining experience. With thousands and thousands of apps to choose from, which ones are worth their weight in kilobytes? When it comes to photo sharing, or what some call food porn, New York City-based advisor to big brands and startups in food and drink, Leyte Su, says it's not worth a developer's time competing with the big guys like Instagram.
Food porn lives on Instagram quite fine. You use a hashtag, you say food porn or food or love or insta food, and you're able to file your photo, your image, your gorgeous food shot away in a food universe on Instagram. And by the way, everyone's on Instagram. So newcomers to the app world will have a difficult time getting that critical mass of community that is needed for an app to be compelling.
While it's hard to compete with the millions of users built into a platform like Instagram, there are other ways that developers and companies can use apps to connect with smaller demographics and customer bases. Whole Foods Market has used their new recipe app as a way to take their relationship with customers beyond the walls of the store and into their kitchens. Michael Sinatra, rep for Whole Foods Market, explains why the app works for them.
One of the interesting things is trying to create a customer connection. Those people that already have a connection to Whole Foods Market, trying to have that same connection with the rest of the application. So in this case, with our app, you know, it allows you to not only search by course and search by different cuisines and different ingredients that you might be using as those steps do, but, you know, a lot of our customers come to us with special diet needs. So whether it be, you know, gluten-free diets or the vegan or vegetarian diets, this application actually allows them to search through that as well.
Restaurant and business owners are also finding apps to be useful in streamlining food service. Amber app is a revolutionary point-of-sale system that can be used at a restaurant, bar, or food truck using iPads instead of other complicated systems like Micros. Another app called No Wait allows restaurants to buzz you on your cell phone when your table's ready. An app called Tabbed Out lets you pay your bill on your phone at a restaurant without the need to exchange with your server at all. Most of these business apps are exclusive only to Apple platforms. Is this a sustainable model? Amber app founder Jeff Pollack says Apple apps are stronger and here to stay.
I certainly believe it has longevity in terms of moving forward. Apple does have a really strong application marketplace, and just the Apple brand in general really helps us out. So when we speak with merchants and with restaurant owners, noting that it's an Apple concept and just based off the Apple platform really gives us credibility as well. So far, if we were to take the contrast and look at Android systems, they're moving much slower at this point. So that's the main reason why we are sticking to the iOS side for now.
The future of apps and food is brighter than ever. And while you and your friend may not come up with an idea to supplant Facebook, there's plenty of room for innovation for both known companies like Whole Foods Market and innovative individuals like Jeff Pollack and Amber App. See you in the App Store. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. The song used in this piece is Star Curse by Dreams. HeritageRadioNetwork.org is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Tumblr, Facebook, Twitter, and more. Thanks for listening.